Mishnah Gimel. Kol ha'ilim l'mizbeach. Any Kohen who goes up on the Mizbeach, olin derech yamin. They go up on the right side of the Mizbeach, and umakifin. They would then make a right turn, go around towards the east, travel around the Mizbeach counterclockwise, v'yardin derech smol, and come down on the left side of the ramp of the Mizbeach. Chutz, the exception to this rule is min ha'ayla l'shloisha devarim elu, the one who goes up onto the Mizbeach to the southwestern corner that we described in the last Mishnah, that the Nisuch HaMayim, the Nisuch HaYayin, and the Olas Ha'of were done on the southwestern corner. Those people performing that Avoda, Hayu Island, they would go up the ramp straight to the southwestern corner. They would make a left towards the corner, V'chayzen L'akev, and then they would return in the same path that they went up. Chatas Ha'of Ketzad Haisa Na'asis. Mishnah Dalet says, how did they make the Chatas Ha'of? We mentioned that a carbon, which was an animal, was shechted with a knife, whereas a carbon that was a bird was actually shechted, so to speak, with the fingernail, which was called Malika. So Hayamolek Esrosha Mimul Arpa, the Kohen, would detach the head of the bird from the back of the neck. Ve'eno mavdil, but he would not separate the head from the body. The Bartanura explains that he would cut through the spine, cut through most of the flesh, and when he got to the front of the neck, where the trachea and the esophagus are, he would cut through only one of them, and he would leave one of those, whether either the trachea or the esophagus, because the Torah says, ve'lo yavdil, you should not separate the head from the body. Umaza midama. Then the Kohen would take the body of the bird and shake the body, and in essence sprinkling the blood, al kir ha-mizbeach, onto the wall of the Mizbeach, and the blood was supposed to hit the lower half of the Mizbeach below the band that went around the middle of the height of the Mizbeach, the Chut HaSikra. Shiari Hadam, the rest of the blood that was left in the body of the bird, Hayim Mismatze al Hayesod, the Kohen would squeeze the body of the bird, forcing blood out of the body, and that body would run down onto the yesod, onto the ledge that went around the bottom of the Mizbeach. Ein l'mizbeach el adama. That is the only thing that was put on the Mizbeach, the blood of the Chatas Ha'of. Vikula, but the actual meat of the Chatas Ha'of, that went to the Kohanim.